Sandspence Radio, you can take a horse to water, but you can't ride a horse in water because they hate it.
Hey everyone, just a few quick things. We've launched our video-only YouTube channel, so go over to Sandspan Cinemascope, give that a cheeky squiz, and while you're there, hit that subscribe button. Also, our sister show, Movie Maintenance, is all grown up and doing its own live show. Tickets are available in the comments. Seating is very, very limited, and I mean limited. We've already sold out half the venue. So, if you want to hear the crew talk film, all the links are in the show notes below. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Belletta.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
Today's topic is musicals.
Look at me, I'm Sandrity.
Somebody use that, make a fat remix and
yep,
do raps
good.
Over the top. If you could turn any movie that currently exists into a musical version of that movie, what would you choose?
Schindler's List.
The Departed.
That's, do you know what? I was thinking The Departed before I said Schindler's
really?
List. That's so weird. Anyway,
let's talk about Departed, because a musical where everyone's speaking with like heavy Boston accents would be amazing.
And there would just be a song called I Fucked Your Mother.
Yes. Like,
I would be so into
that. Would be Blood would be good too, because you'd like... I will drink your milkshake.
As a massive stage production, I will drink your milkshake. My God.
And then there'd be I Would Drink Your Milkshake reprise. Actually, I haven't seen the film. Is that towards the end?
Yeah.
I've never seen the film either. I keep meaning to.
Yeah, but, I've got it on DVD.
It's good.
I'm assuming it would be good.
Yeah, I've heard. It won awards. Although, so did Titanic, which is another good film.
Titanic can make an all right musical.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Titanic almost is a musical.
What do you mean?
No, it's just got
there's
that
lots
one
of
song.
Songs, but no one's singing, but they could. Titanic would be a good musical.
Yeah. Like
that would be one that would be easy to transcribe.
Yeah. It feels like it's all, like you said, it's already almost a musical. You have Jack sing a song being like, I'm poor in New York. Shit, I'm on the Titanic now. That's good.
Whoops.
Down on my luck, but not anymore.
Down on my luck. I don't give a fuck. I'm Jack.
And I'm back on the Titanic.
And then you have a little, like a sad song about his mate because he gets forgotten halfway through.
I came here with Jack, but now he's in love.
With Rose.
When will he come back?
To me.
That's beautiful.
I would watch the shit out of this
The Titanic is sinking is another good song to chuck in there.
Shit, the Titanic is sinking. Shit, how did we not see that iceberg?
I like to think it would start with like you know the band on the ship or like
the violin.
We got to keep playing.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Fuck."
There would also be Billy Zane's musical number, which is "He Can't Steal My Girl." Oh shit, he stole my girl.
He Can't Steal My Girl is the first one, and then it's. He can't steal my girl.
Reprise.
Oh shit, he stole my girl.
He can't steal my girl.
I feel like that's like.
Oh shit, he stole my girl.
I feel like that one's gonna be quicker. It's gonna be like, he can't steal my girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, it's really
good. Oh shit, he stole my girl.
He can't steal my girl. Oh shit, he stole my girl.
And he's singing it to all the other rich socialites. New Money, Old Money.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
That's a great, that's a number one hit.
That's a fuck, man.
Titanic, I think, is the best one.
Why are we not Godzilla. Making this right now?
Godzilla.
Sung by Godzilla.
Stomp, stomp, fuck your city. Stomp, stomp, fuck you, Tokyo.
I like that all of our songs are just like full of cursing. It's really great.
Fuck you, Tokyo. You made me radioactive.
That's a really sad song.
I'm a metaphor for
nuclear war. For.
Fuck, that'd be good. I just like a musical where it's puppets doing the singing. Oh, that's just a Muppet movie. No, they're Muppets, not puppets. It doesn't count.
Got him.
A Muppet's bigger than a puppet, I believe, is the difference.
Yeah?
Like, I mean,
they are. They're better. Muppets are way better than puppets. Fuck off, puppets. Your time
puppets
this...
can be anything.
No.
Muppets can be anything.
No. Puppets can be anything.
Muppets from, can like, be anything.
From like a sock to like a little rubber finger puppet.
Yeah.
But Muppets kind of have to look like Muppets.
No, because what about the worm that is Oscar the Grouch's mate? Him's a Muppet.
Yep.
But don't he don't speak, though.
He makes it.
It doesn't matter. It's still a Muppet.
He gets red stories, so he's got some level of cognizance.
But he still kind of looks like a Muppet in his size. Like, all the Muppets are still manufactured in the same way. A Muppet's born.
I think Muppets are made.
Yeah.
I like to imagine a Muppet is
half
like...
man, half puppet.
Oh, yes.
And that's how Muppets are made in this universe.
Somebody fucks a puppet.
You get a Muppet.
Pops out a Muppet. That's just the system. I think that's fair, and I think that's sound. In the Titanic the musical, can Titanic itself sing?
Shit. I'm a boat.
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 On the sea. 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 I'm unsinkable. Or so we'll see.
See.
See. Oh no, an iceberg.
An iceberg, an iceberg.
I've caught my stern. Oh shit, I'm bleeding. But not blood, because I'm a boat.
Perfect. I like that that song is happening at the same time as Oh Shit, Titanic sinking is happening. That's
it
good.
It would be like at those parts of musical where two songs are going.
Shit, yeah, shit, the Titanic is sinking.
I'm a boat. Boat. We're going to drown, we're going to drown in the sea.
Oh fuck, oh fuck.
What I love about this is I just imagine people walking out of the cinema like, that was just terrible.
James Cameron sunk all his money into this.
James Cameron just being like, oh, the fuck have I done?
It would be...
Leonardo DiCaprio has no career after this.
I like that he came back for it. What a champ. He's no longer like the young, sexy, like... poor boy that he once was. He looks old now.
It would be like Wet Hot American Summer where they just get a bunch of old actors
exactly.
to play.
Exactly, just dressed
teenagers.
Young.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good. I like the idea that in this world we're like, okay, we'll make a musical version of a Titanic and it's a bit of a comedy. It's just a weird
It's
joke.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
It's all
time.
A bit of fun. They're like, that's a really weird thing to do with your existing franchise. No, it's good.
It's a sequel.
Franchise.
Titanic franchise.
Titanic 2, underwater.
Titanic 2, mermaids. And just fish.
Ghost fish. Ghost boat is what I meant to say, but you said
ghost
fish and then a repeated
ghost
fish.
Fish are good. I think there are ghost fish.
Spooky.
They're not like the dead fish that have come back.
No, they're like see-through.
Living.
I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah, good.
Jurassic Park is another one I always thought would make a really good musical. And I feel like people have turned it into a musical maybe
mix
already.
Mix the DNA.
Yeah.
We mix the DNA.
I always thought it'd be a really good like synth rock musical.
Mm.
Being like, we've got to bring Jurassic Park back online. Something like that.
But Life Will Find a Way sounds like it should be a big musical number. Like, life will find a way.
Big puppet of the T-Rex.
It'd be like more of a Bon Jovi power ballad.
Yes. Oh.
Imagine like a John Hammond on his knees. As the crowd cheers. Almost an opera.
Whoa, life will find a way. Hey, take my hand and we'll make you a dinosaur, I swear. Whoa, life will find a way.
I quite like that. I like it if it just becomes Living on a Prayer. Like, you don't notice it, but by the end of the song, you're like, is this Living on a Prayer? This is just the lyrics of Living on a Prayer. Oh, Living on a Prayer. You're like, I'm confused about what this has become. I'm
Joey
happy.
Really liked Jurassic Park and his own music.
He bought the rights to it and he's made an opera. Okay.
I'd pay money to see that. If someone was like, Bon Jovi's taking over Jurassic Park, it's now a musical, I'd be like, that is everything I've ever wanted.
I'll go see it. Doesn't matter the cost. I like Bon Jovi's Jurassic Park. Just sounds kind of good. Welcome to Bon Jovi. I bought two tickets to Bon Jovi's Jurassic Park. Tell me you don't want to come along. You can only do the first one. None of the sequels deserve musicals.
No.
Certainly not Jurassic World. Not enough happens.
No.
Our cars are balls now. I don't
big dinosaur,
know
bigger
why.
Dinosaur.
Exactly.
There would be some hit songs, but it would just be like, eh.
Yeah, you're like, eh, it's fine.
What's the world Jurassic Park would be all right? Wham, I'm a Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn
rap breakdown.
Yes!
Wham, how did I get here? Wham, I'm a Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
This is going to have a lot of singing.
I know. Like, I'm realizing that.
Me
I'm
and
excited
you have just
for
gone
us.
For it from day dot.
You guys just a full-on singer, and I noticed that because I wasn't, because I have a terrible singing voice.
Oh, I mean, ours aren't great.
Have you heard
You
us.
Guys can hold, like, a note. Like, I'm worse.
La, 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 la,
Jurassic Park, back online!
Vince Vaughn. Yeah, I can't hold a tune to save my life. And, like, that's one of those things that I'm
Say Vince really... Vaughn. Go Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
That's pretty good.
That's all right. That I'm was... so embarrassed by my singing voice. Like musicals, I didn't think we'd be singing when we picked musicals as a topic. So I was like, yes, yeah, super comfortable with it. Now not so much.
No,
you weren't expecting us to be doing lots of singing.
You guys are singing and I feel like I got to join in.
Sing City. That's what you call a musical of Sin City. Sing City.
Imagine like a villain song from, who's the Piss Man?
Yellow Dick.
Yellow Dick. Yellow Bastard?
Yeah, Yellow
old,
Bastard.
Old Yellow... No, that's...
just Yellow
Old Dirty Bastard.
He has some great songs.
He does. I like that when you're making...
Shimmy Shimmy Ya. Anyway, continue.
When you're making a musical of like an existing movie, you never choose one... You always... Like, it's kind of... You want to choose a darker movie or like something that's not kind of like prepared for a musical.
Yeah. I think...
Is this a weird statement? Actually, I'll let you go first. I'm going to hold on to mine.
Think about yours for a second. I think Hairspray did a really good adaptation of movies that then got turned into musicals that then got back turned into movies.
Yeah, I agree. Hairspray's great. I love Hairspray.
And that almost goes into mine. How much does it feel like that Sweeney Todd is an adaptation of an already existing film that's been made into a musical? Even though it isn't. Like, it's a musical the whole way through, but like...
It feels like there was Sweeney Todd, the regular movie that was like maybe came out in the 80s and was like just like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And then they were like, let's do a tongue-in-cheek... Yeah. Musical version. That's a good point. It really does. It's weird.
Anyway.
All of Tim Burton's films kind of feel like that, though.
Yeah, all of Tim Burton's films feel like they could be musicals.
Yeah.
I am Edward Scissorhands. I cut a bush. I am Edward Scissorhands. I am Edward Scissorhands. Let me cut your bush.
Why did my dad not give me hands? Why did he think that scissors were a reasonable replacement?
I am sad.
That is the stupidest part of that movie. If you're like, okay, I'm making a boy. How you doing? Haven't quite got to the hands yet. Scissors? Bad replacement. Spoons. Just no hands is better. Huh?
Spoons.
Then he can play the spoons. Clackety clack clack.
I just feel like spoons would be more appropriate than scissors.
I like how, like, that takes away. So it was Edward's spoon hands. Like all of those scenes where he's trimming a hedge or anything. They're just like none.
He's just like serving soup instead.
They're just like, wow, you can get punch real good. You're amazing, Edward Spoon Hands, but not meant to be. Was he a boy or a lover for the scientist?
Son.
Okay.
He's a lover for old mate.
Winona Ryder.
Mm.
I almost said Whale Rider. Is she in Whale Rider? Who's in Whale Rider?
No, Whale Rider is like a Maori film. Oh,
yeah, she's in Game of Thrones now.
Winona Ryder's in Game of Thrones?
Yeah. She's one of the Sand Women.
What? I don't like Winona Ryder. I'll say it.
Wrong choice. That is fine.
I am fine with that opinion.
Bad choice. I love Winona Ryder.
I have no opinions of her one way or another.
I don't think about her anymore. I'm thinking about it. She's done great things.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Is your opinion of me like lowered a bit?
A little bit. I feel like doucher if you just turn around being like, Ryan Gosling's not that good.
Okay. Speaking of Ryan Gosling, I was literally just thinking about him. So that's twice in one episode you've been in my brain.
Psychics.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, I was like, I haven't seen a musical in ages. And then I remembered that La La Land, which is directed by the guy who made Whiplash and stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, comes out later this year. And apparently is slated to win every award ever already.
Good.
So that's good.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Good.
I don't know if it's a musical.
Also wouldn't relate to what we're talking about.
I don't know.
You never know with Dusha.
Wanted to talk about Ryan Gosling.
Like, we might just be getting a film synopsis.
He's in Blade Runner 2049, which isn't a musical, but that's some more Ryan Gosling news for
but
you.
But it should be.
Oh, Blade Runner is a good musical, actually.
Blade Runner is like an 80s, like a rock opera would be all right.
But it wouldn't be called Blade Runner. It would be Android's Dream of Electric
Sheep. Yeah, like, that's true.
And it would be like, it'd be a weird synthy rock opera. Like Devo would score.
Yes.
But it would have to be like the, like, because Devo have like a more rocky, it's still like synthy, but it's like more rocky than like Whip It.
But I know what you mean. It'd be good though.
It'd be like,
I hope musicals make like a recurrence. I hope there's like sort of a comeback of them.
There was for a bit, like Chicago, like when Chicago and stuff like that came
out. That's true. Because what do we have? Chicago, we had Hairspray,
the High School Musical.
High School Musical 1 and 2 were not theatrical releases, they were straight to DVD.
Straight up?
All right, well, 3 was.
3 was a theatrical release.
They were still a trilogy.
Yeah.
Into the Woods. Sweeney Todd. Into the Woods.
No, Into the Woods was after it because 9, the musical 9.
Killed it.
Because they put...
Wow, what is this? I'm learning some musical stuff here.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
You thinking of Burlesque?
I'm thinking of Burlesque. That was bad. That's Christina Aguilera and Cher, I think.
Yeah, no, that one did okay. Critics didn't love it, but, like, it did fine. No, 9, like, as in, like, N-I-N-E, not, like, the number 9, because the movie
The movie that is The Number Nine is about like sack men.
Yeah, and oh. that they both came out about the same time. It was a hard time to work at the cinema.
That's very funny. I'd like 2 tickets to Nine.
Which one? Like, what was?
You gotta be careful about your choice here.
It was like when those two Snow Whites came out within like 3 months of each other a couple years ago.
That was easy though, because one's called Mirror Mirror and one's called Snow White.
No,
and
there
the
was
Huntsman.
Snow White. There was Snow White and the Huntsman. Was it? Was
no, it was called Mirror Mirror.
Was it?
That was a Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, but still, what are you doing bringing out two Snow White films?
Oh, it happens.
Also, who cares about Snow White as a story?
Also, no, it happens.
Can we as a nation move on?
If you want to address this, like right now,
like
we'll
to.
Just
I'd
no,
like
no,
to
no,
do
not
something about it.
Not that. Like the films coming out within really close to each other, they're the same film. Despicable Me and Mastermind.
Mm.
Dante's Peak and Volcano came out practically the same time as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it happens all the time.
It's weird.
I liked Mastermind more than I liked Despicable Me when they came out.
The world disagrees.
Yeah.
Now you've flipped?
Now the world has disagreed with me, and I have to accept that. And I think Mastermind was real good.
I don't really know if I like either of them terribly much.
Because Despicable Me's gotten killed for me.
The Minions.
Fuck the Minions.
I wish Cloudy with a Chance
like
of Meatballs was more successful.
Me too.
Because instead of Minions, we could have, like, spaghettis.
Fruit fellas.
So good.
Bloody them hippos. What are potatoes?
Yeah, that's good.
There's a Kiwi Sasquatch. That's good.
Aww.
Those movies are good.
Second one is just food-related puns.
The second one, the story is garbage, but just, like, the visuals are like, what?
Yeah.
And the first one, the story is pretty good, and also you get to see, like, what if I lived in a pancake?
And in the first one, you get Bruce Campbell as a mayor.
That's good.
And he gets real fat.
He gets fat.
And then he... Do they just send him into the ocean?
I think he gets on a boat that dissolves, and then I presume he drowns.
Fair.
Got him.
Somebody had to.
Got him.
Bruce Campbell needs to stop signing up for animated films where he dies.
What else is he doing?
Cars 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in Cars 2?
Yeah. He's a secret agent car that gets tortured and dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mater's like, shit, I saw that.
Cars 2 is both like...
Have I seen Cars 2?
They go around the world, Mater pisses himself.
Everyone's like, you pissed yourself.
He's like, I guess.
Oh, maybe I didn't see Cars 2. Maybe I'm just thinking of Cars 1.
Bruce
Cars
2 is not in Cars 1.
Cars 2 is the most like dark, twisted, strange film, whilst also being like the most goofy, lighthearted mess.
Cool. I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
It's not great.
don't
but it's like it's worth a watch. It's strange. There's a car pope. So for musical
Pope
history,
Mobile.
Pope. Well, he is the Pope Mobile.
Yeah.
But also that means cars have organized religion, and it's like, no, thank you. But history of musicals, first musicals, minstrels.
Yeah.
Like jesters.
Yes.
You know, in the court of the king. Do you reckon, and this is irrelevant to jesters, but what job within a king's castle would you be most suited for? Because I think that the default, because we're all funny people, would be like, I would make good jesters, but is there something that you'd be more appropriate for?
King.
That's what you're going to say, isn't it?
Suck it, Dusha.
Zoe got in first. Zoe's the king.
You can be my wife.
No.
Queen
no,
Dusha.
No,
king
no,
Zoe.
No.
Jackson
no.
Bailey, a rambunctious prince.
No, okay.
Papa, I want a mule
I have
to
picked...
burn.
Yes, Joffrey.
Yes.
I've picked a different. Since I can't be king, I will be assassin.
The king's assassin?
Yes. No.
Are you assassinating me or do you?
Everyone. We were just playing Hitman before I came in, and I feel like that I...
Are you like, as King Zoe, are you like, look...
Just have one on retainer.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, I just hate this kingdom. Assassinate everyone.
Oh, got it.
Get rid of them all.
Bombs.
They bore me.
What about like...
I'll say prince, like if I can do that.
No.
Yeah.
Burn a mule, like that's fine.
That's not the job of a prince.
Prince doesn't have a job.
Is prince a job or is it a title?
It's just something of a title.
Is queen a job or a title?
Queen, I think, is job.
I would say queen is job.
So prince is title, queen is job, king is also job, presumably.
Yeah, well, because you've got duties as a queen or a king.
Yeah, like a Jackson just has public appearances that he has to make.
But then that's a job.
No, I have to go with mama and papa. I don't want to.
No, not necessarily. Like, think of like Prince William and shit like that. He's always fucking off around.
That's modern Prince William. If I was an old-timey prince, I'd be like, mama, I'm eating jelly today. You can go and... fight the peasants yourself.
And then the milkmaid I've put in charge of Jackson gets fired.
Yeah.
Because Jackson's doing a bad job.
I'm not meant to be eating jelly.
Yeah, that's Fuck. Someone else's problem.
Jackson, go make your public appearance. Oh, go piss up a moat.
Go feed your legs to a crocodile.
A what?
He's slow because of the inbreeding.
A what?
A crocodile. Falconer, then.
All right, I'll give you Falcon Job.
How many falcons do you need in a castle?
Where am I in the world?
Just basic medieval Europe.
I would want at least 100 falcons.
Oh my god.
That's so skinny.
You can get like
you've gone from falconer to just Avery.
You know how like a falconer has to have like one arm has the falconer's glove? I've just got like a falconer's bodysuit. I have to imagine Zoe on a throne and I'm just like covered in falcons shuffling my way for an audience with her. Your falcons, my lord. Excellent. They're doing fine. Excellent, my lord. They do so bite. 100 falcons is going to be tough, but if I can have falconer's assistance,
yeah, you can get assistance.
They'll take care of it.
Yeah,
I think falconer's a good job because with as a falconer, you don't have to do much.
Can I be messenger?
Yeah,
yeah, like a courier. Yeah, that's necessary.
Let's go ride to another kingdom. King Zoe and hereby announces to get fucked.
God, I'm cool.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I like to imagine somebody coming and being like, Zoe, my lord, the neighboring kingdom is rescinded on a land treaty. They can get fucked. Dusha, tell them they can get fucked.
Okay.
Get on a big horse.
A real big horse.
Ride for like 2 days.
I get fucked.
Get back on your horse. 2 days back. They know. What did they say?
They said,
Rude.
Good.
That's all I ever wanted.
Ride back, tell them, got him. Got him. Got him.
That's a great job. I'm a bad king.
Yes, you are.
But I love it, though. I feel like my townspeople would be unhappy but too scared to leave.
That's what it seems like. They're like, hey, she covered the falconer in falcons. He just walks around like that. Can he eat? I don't know. I like to think if I try and eat, the falcons get it before I get it to my mouth. I'm so hungry and scared. I'm so very afraid. The falcons just won't leave. I guess.
Never.
I can't sleep. I have to stand.
Your bed is full of falcons.
I prop myself up against a wall and try and sleep. Because if I lie down, I'll be lying on falcons.
And they'll peck you, and I will die.
At least you get 2 days of calm.
Of just sitting on a horse.
To bring a message to neighboring kingdoms.
Telling them to get fucked and to fuck off.
What other jobs are there in a king's castle?
Trumpeter.
Blacksmith.
Blacksmith? Does a king need a blacksmith?
Yes.
Knight?
Oh, why didn't we pick knight?
I got no time for sword fights.
Yeah,
I got heaps of time for sword fights. What am I talking about? I
might the get person who announces Juster? The knights.
Isn't that the trumpeter?
No. No, because the trumpeters are all like, when I'm assuming when we're having night duels.
Mm.
No, the person who announces it would be me, the messenger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Because the trumpeters are my mates.
Yeah, they when he's not going to tell people. Our enemies to get fucked, yeah. When we're watching night duels, he's standing there being like, Sir Zamet from Sanspansian.
And Sir Edgoose. And then no protective armor, assuming, and just big shots.
More falcons.
Axes.
I like to imagine big lance, like what do you call it, like jousting sticks, but with falcons on the end. Just into their faces. They fall in the mud. Excellent. And the falcons fly back onto my body.
And every time you just like...
Are you pleased, my lord? Your falcons did well. Good. I'll shuffle back.
Real scared.
Real scared and real slow.
Really jumpy. Every time the falcon moves, you're like... Oh.
Just scared that at any moment they'll go for my eyes. Just got this real fear. Maybe I'm already missing an eye. It's the life of a falconer.
Yeah, especially when you got 100.
Could I fit 100 falcons upon my purse?
No.
You sure?
Unless,
imagine my entire body.
Yeah, no, I'm a man.
How big's a falcon?
Real big. Bigger than that. Okay, Jackson's put his hand together and the first hand gesture he made was the size of a bread roll.
So what are we talking
about? Now that's like half a loaf of bread.
Why are we measuring in bread?
That's how I measure everything.
It's not this big.
That's a full loaf.
Is it the head of the falcon we're measuring?
No.
Fuck me. No, falcon's head is not full loaf size.
No, a falcon's wingspan's like 3 loaves.
Well, yeah, but I'm assuming it's just sitting.
Yeah, but they're...
I guess if they're all sitting, I guess can some
if they're all sitting,
down?
Then they'd be lurves.
Yeah, some of them can be upside down, and I'll walk.
No, that's
place.
They're like that. If they're like that, you can probably put the falcon. The falcon is probably the same size as a vertical loaf of bread.
Yeah. And so just spread them across my body, and then I'll have a cloud above my head at all times.
And some on your head?
Yeah, all over. Yeah. You can't see my face for the falcons.
Yeah, that's good.
I was imagining it like a scarecrow where like they're all up the arms, around the side.
Over my head and down the other
I
side.
I imagine also you just had like pegs and shit sticking out of you.
Yeah, for more falcons.
I sort of imagined you actually couldn't pick out individual falcons.
This is the blob.
Yeah, it was just like a blob of feathers and falcon body, which I'm fine with. That's good.
That's Ripper.
That's a fine life.
How
I think
much?
Jester is probably like and minstrel.
Yeah,
like I mean, none of us can sing, but it's better than Dushu, who has the voice of an angel.
I am an angel.
I'm covered in falcons. King. Maybe you should have made me a minstrel instead. Just saying. But I'm doing so good as a falconer.
You're doing so good as a falconer, and like I'm too scared to lose you.
What will the falcons do?
And at late at night. When everyone else has gone to bed, I confess my secrets to you. Like, you're the closest thing I have to a best friend.
I'm so afraid.
Why would you let him into your bedroom? He's covered in falcons.
No. I stand out the window, I imagine, on the grounds. And so he just get to sleep. Not sleeping again? I can't, my lord. I can't lie down. Anyway, these are my thoughts about the other kingdoms. Good, my lord. Excellent news.
You should tell them to fuck off, yes, my lord.
I will. And then I imagine, like, the camera widens to you and a horse, and you're like, just off you go. Just always around in case someone needs to be told to fuck off. Is this a declaration of war? No, I don't think
absolutely not. That would be ridiculous. Just fuck off a bit.
Just like, we're not...
Just get fucked.
Just fuck you. Anyway, bye.
Yeah, bye. Have a good day.
You got any musical facts for us, Sally?
I did. I wanted to do a musical of now times.
What was the history?
That was the history. I talked about minstrels, then we talked about kings.
All right. On to facts.
On to facts.
So I decided that I was going to do some facts for High School Musical, because that's a musical soz.
What?
Did you not just do a very, like, yeah...
Oh, no, I was about to start singing some more.
Oh. It was just like warming up.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say. Unique New York High School Musical.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
If he can't do it, damn.
I play the basketball.
Yes.
We're done.
All right, good.
We've had our fun.
So I got some facts about High School Musical, because...
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, used to be a couple, but then they weren't. Vanessa Hudgens had photos of her leaked 3 times.
That poor girl.
I know. Yeah. Poor Vanessa.
Like, but not even like, because with leaks and stuff like that, usually it's like, oh, okay, these are a whole bunch of photos from like this particular moment. No, not for her.
3 different sets.
God damn.
Like years apart. Anyway.
Leave her alone.
Yeah. What'd she ever do to you?
The internet, I think, has sort of stopped that. I think it hit like a breaking point. And let's everyone hope. Was like, yeah. Fingers crossed.
So let's have some facts.
So.
They were facts.
Yeah, these were facts. High School Musical.
Yeah.
Speaking of. No, wait. You were talking about Vanessa Hudgens. So that's a different person to Selena Gomez.
Uh-huh. Correct. That's a good fact.
Selena Gomez is not in High School Musical.
No, but she was going to be in High School Musical 3, but she said no. Nah.
Why not?
So I've gotten too busy with Wizards of Waverly Place.
Mm-hmm. Another Disney classic.
That I'm too old to have seen, but I'm aware of it.
I saw the movie on Netflix. I saw that there was the movie on Netflix.
Just imagine you and your brother being like, good choice.
We would. We might.
She's in Spring Breakers, but she's the worst part. Vanessa Hudgens, probably the best part. James Franco is the best part. Vanessa Hudgens, the best of the 3-4 girls. Anyway, carry on. Give me some more facts. I want to talk over them.
In the first High School Musical, Zac Efron didn't actually sing. They had someone dub over his voice.
But he has the voice of an angel.
Tell me more. So this is what you can do.
Summer Nights would fit into High School Musical easy.
Yeah. It very much would.
High School Musical 2. Make it less rapey.
Yeah. When Zac Efron is at the golf course, he'd be like... Walla 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 went to school with a girl. Did she put up a fight?
Zac Efron, like, what an arc that boy has had.
That's what I really wanted to talk about more than anything else, because I've seen 1 or 2 of the High School Musicals, and I'm real indifferent to them.
They're ones that I want to set time aside to watch.
High School Musical 3 is the best one, but Troy plays golf in number 2, and that's good.
That is good, because it's not a not a team sport.
No, and there's a song, obviously, while he's playing golf.
That about golf?
Yeah,
get
sort
head
of.
In the hole. Get your ball in the hole.
Is that what it is? Yeah. How it goes? Get your head in the hole. Get your ball in the hole. Get that goal. Get your ball in the hole. Wah, golf.
Put your balls in a hole. Like, now you're playing golf.
What is this song about?
Now you're playing golf.
For teenagers.
Oh, your balls are in the hole.
This isn't right at all. Zac Efron just teabagging your golf hole in
one. But that would be something I'd expect him to do in, like, now Zac Efron movies.
Zac Efron, is he shown full pain? No, he's shown, he hasn't. But I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
No, he wouldn't. It depends. He might have a bad peen.
We got a peen double.
Yeah. So many people get peen doubles.
Yeah, man.
Shia LaBeouf doesn't use a peen double.
That's fucking good news. The beef shows the beef. And that's what I'm about.
That's what I want to.
Anyway, what did you want to talk about Zac Efron? Because I've seen a lot of his movies.
It's just a weird trajectory of like Macaulay Culkin-esque child star situation.
He did the same thing as Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson have done since Twilight.
No, but Zac Efron was so much younger, surely.
Yeah, Zac Efron like was a baby in Firefly. Like, he was a kid in Firefly.
Zac Efron's made such a... And he's like...
Firefly
Pattinson...
is hardly a breakout performance.
No, but...
We're definitely saying High School Musical was his breakout performance. But he unlike a lot of those other Disney stars... He was really able to break out of the mold, but in a way where everyone was like, oh, you're not slutty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone liked Miley, and then like Spring Breakers came out, and that was Selena and Vanessa, and everyone was like,
Okay.
Because people are judgy assholes.
What about Kristen Stewart? Oh, she didn't do
She wasn't a Disney kid.
All the Disney kids got it rough. Huh?
Ryan Gosling was.
He was in the Mickey Mouse.
He sure was. So was Justin Timberlake.
What about
the
Jonas Brothers?
See, they're not cool. Or maybe I'll give you Nick Jonas.
Yeah, Nick
he was
Jonas.
In something I watched recently.
He came out of it alright.
Scream Queens, the comedy horror that Ryan
Gosling, no.
Ryan Murphy invented.
Good on him.
Yeah, good on him.
We needed a new genre, and he's the man to bring it to us.
Comedy horror wasn't invented until 2015.
Imagine if we'd had the same like trajectory with Macaulay Culkin that we had with Zac Efron.
That's it.
But Macaulay wasn't attractive.
See, that's it. Zach grew up and he was like real. You watched the first High School Musical. And I remember like, because I was like 16 or something when that came out. Everyone was like, he's so dreamy. And I was like, he's very awkward looking.
He's real creamy.
And then he grew up and he got like buff and his face got square. And
yeah,
I was
you're
like,
no, all right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Plus he does comedy now for the most part, which is like
good,
like a shock, but good on him. He's got good comedic timing.
Yeah, it works for him because he did like those sappy, like Nicholas Sparks kind of movies for a bit.
Yeah.
Boo. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah, came out with like Bad Neighbors. I was like, this is all
you're
I need.
There you go, Zach. That's you now. Oh, Bad Neighbors 2. What a good movie.
That was so good.
I wish Macaulay Culkin, if he'd been more attractive, would it have happened?
Probably.
I don't know.
In between High School Musical 1 and 2, he was on an episode of NCIS.
What did he do in it?
He played Danny. Who I can only assume is Danny from Greece.
I mean...
Tell me more.
Did he kill her with something? Ice?
With a knife.
Knife?
Yes.
You were like, Jackson, what? Was it knife or an ice?
It was an ice knife. Why am I being questioned?
Paperboy's real weird. I'm glad he did that. And then he's only made garbage except for Bad Neighbors.
Yeah.
What else has he been in?
Relevant.
If it wasn't for Bad Neighbors, he wouldn't have.
What else has he been in?
Okay.
Give me his filmography.
Where do you want me to start?
After High School Musical 3.
Okay, so then he was in Me and Orson Welles.
Classic.
17 again.
Uh-huh. That's 17 good... again, that's all right.
That's good.
No, that's good. I'm not saying let's...
You said you hated it.
No, I
said it was trash.
You said, hello, my name is John Dushan.
You took your dick out and rubbed it all over Zac Efron's IMDb page.
You had your phone open.
That's a sign of praise.
No, not the way you were doing it.
You were spitting at the same time.
Yeah, getting everything ready.
Yeah.
Charlie St. Cloud.
That's one of those romance movies I was telling you about.
New Year's Eve.
That's classic. New Year's Eve, a lot of love going around. Yeah. Next.
Liberal Arts, a film I've never even heard of.
5 stars.
Is that the another one? That's
Roger Egbert called it a cracking delight.
The other Olsen girl.
Elizabeth Olsen, you nailed it. It also stars the fella that played Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby.
He's
same name as the character he plays.
Yeah, then he's in The Lorax.
Lorax is a good movie. I like The Lorax.
Roger Ebert called it a phenomenal piece of film.
I think Roger Ebert was dead by that point.
No, he came back from the dead to say that The Lorax was that good.
In 1965, they discovered a wealth of other reviews he'd written.
Yeah.
for films that were going to come out.
He turns out that not only was he the greatest film reviewer of all time, he also was the greatest time traveler of all time.
But he only used his powers to review films because that wouldn't disrupt the timeline.
That's very smart of him.
Yeah, that's, you know what that is? That's responsible. Mm.
That's just responsible cinema watching.
that's the way you've got to do it.
Douche is so into his phone. We're like, see how fucking far, man.
See how far we can go before he calls us out. Oh, no. And he has yet to.
I was looking at Lorax reviews so I could, because it got bad reviews, so I was just going to read a quote and be like, yeah, it's real good. It says that it's so big, flashy, and redundant that it's just blind consumerism and ruins the entire point of the original story.
You want to know a weird thing about the Lorax? Here's a weird little factoid.
Yep.
So the main character of the Lorax, the little fucking kid.
Zac Efron.
Yeah. So he developed a weirdly fanatic fan base around the time that the film came out, just before and just after. He was like full of like DeviantArt, was full of sexualized imagery of this one character. Ooh. Why?
Uncomfortable.
Just strange. Just stop like
making
a weird
sexy things out of kids.
But like I think I don't know how old the kid's supposed to be in it, but like it's just what a fucking bizarre character to choose to sexualize.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of stuff of him fucking the Lorax. He was voiced by Danny DeVito, so like
gross.
Fuck. If there is a least
would you have sex with Danny DeVito?
Of course. But that's like I mean
that is neither here nor there.
That's just he's Danny DeVito. You'd be like I mean, I'm going for it. I'll fuck that butthole, Danny. I guess. I'm not.
Do you let him top you?
Yeah, I'd let Danny go. I'd let Danny dick me down. I'm not fussed.
That's fair.
It's fine.
Anyway, then he made The Lucky One, which is another Nicholas Sparks-esque movie. Then The Paperboy, which is a classic and no one saw, but fuck, that's good.
Is he made of paper?
Is that the one when
Nicole Kidman pisses on him? Yeah. Yes, it is.
Mad.
It's also shot kind of like it's a 70s cop film, even though it's not. There's
a lot to love.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's in it as well. And there's points where like they're
before the McConaissance.
No, it was like the start of the McConaissance. Because everyone was like, that's a weird movie. And then he made like eight other movies. Like, oh, no, it makes sense now.
Oh, he's good.
At Any Price, another movie I haven't heard of. Yeah. Parkland, another film I have not heard of. That Awkward Moment / in Australia it was called Are We Officially Dating?
That
garbage.
One I couldn't finish yet. That
it's
was bad.
Bombed. Then Bad Neighbors, which saved his career probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we made We Are Your Friends, which is a movie about the EDM scene.
Directed by Max from Catfish.
Well, I'll be.
And it made like $15,000 in its opening weekend in the UK, I want to say. And everyone was like, whew, that's little.
I would want to see Zac Efron and Channing Tatum do a movie.
Yeah.
Then Dirty Grump. Zac Efron should probably be in like a 20. He would be good in like a
21 Jump Street. Dirty Grandpa is the strangest film I've seen this year.
That's good.
I'll say it. Dirty Grandpa is like, Robert De Niro, did you just want a film where like you're great and like you just...
Fuck young women.
Yeah, that's what it seems like the whole film was about. It seemed like Robert De Niro was having a great time and everyone else was like, I guess. It's real weird. And it made me hate Aubrey Plaza. That and...
I already hate her.
Yeah, she... You know why I hate her? Because she does this thing that I think fucking James Franco does as well. Where it's like... They never seem... James Franco does it now. He didn't used to. They never seem to actually commit to a role. They're just like... It's almost like they're like one step away from playing a character. Fuck. Mike and Dave need wedding dates. Fucking Anna Kendrick is phenomenal. She's hilarious. And Aubrey Plaza is just like, I don't give a shit. And you're like, fuck you, Aubrey Plaza. Act how about. I'm calling you out, Aubrey.
She was really
Come down and I'll punch you in the mouth.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
No, I've not seen that. I'm sure she was pretty good in that. But I hated her in Mike and Dave. We need wedding dates.
I feel like I just hate that. Once again, another Zac Efron movie. That it was popular.
Yeah, Zac Efron was pretty good.
Didn't particularly make it. Didn't make really any money.
Well, I got nothing then.
Yeah, well, I guess
my Zac Efron musical trajectory has gone out the window, Dusha.
Also, yeah, I fucked your plan real good. Also, they made a Neighbors 3 already, but it's a short film.
Yeah, I know. It's about zombies.
Yep.
Really?
It's actually less of a short film, more like half a scene.
It's goes to 2 minutes, apparently.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's an advertisement for Fear the Walking Dead. Anyway.
It's fine.
Facts. No, you just did facts. Movies. Shit.
Oh.
It's funny because musicals and film, obviously.
They mix.
Sometimes they come together for musical films.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk about Grease.
Good. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, we all were.
I'm excited.
It's been teased throughout this episode. I said he plays Danny from Grease.
Uh-huh. If you listen back and recount all of the teasers.
Little sprinkles.
I sung.
We'll send you a whole roast chicken.
Ooh.
We'll roast it.
Send it to you.
Flavor it. Send it to you.
Overseas only.
Yep. This is for people in the UK and the US and Pakistan only.
Yeah, if you're in any other places, oh, fuck, you're shit out of luck. Also, if you're from Pakistan, please email us.
Holy shit, if you're listening from Pakistan, please send us a tweet. I'd love that. And we'll give you that roast chicken.
Yeah, we will.
But assuming you give us the list. Anyway, go on.
So you're not Greece.
Free chicken.
Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, it's just been floating around in my life like 2 weeks now, mm-hmm. and I don't know what started it.
It's the best.
I don't know what.
Is it?
I don't know if
bloody
it's
great.
Ever gonna end.
It's
and
bloody great.
I'd like to call out Grease Live because it got rave reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, fuck yeah.
That's pretty good.
You did good. They changed the lyrics of a lot of the songs
mm-hmm.
to remove any sexual connotations and remove any swearing. And I would just like to be like, why? Because musicals sometimes are raunchy. Mm-hmm. Look.
Since this was a movie about teenagers being raunchy. Like
it's yeah, you're right, because it's a raunchy musical.
And
it's,
it is one of those things, like, people associate Grease with being, like, all really, like, oh, it's so pretty because the girl's in the poodle skirts and Alexandra D is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And laced with virginity or whatever the fuck the line
That's
is.
That's how the song goes. Look at me, I'm Sandra D, laced with virginity.
Lousy with virginity.
Whatever, she's lousy. Close. She's got so much virginity.
Just useless with virginity.
Virginity is a lies. Finite thing. It's a yes or no.
It's a, yeah, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing. Blessing to be don't imagined. Have sex until you're married. Fuck.
Then don't. Just don't. Don't do it.
Don't have genitals.
Get
anyway,
away
carry
them.
On.
Well, that distracted me from my train
well,
of thought.
Well, there's a lot of it's a raunchy comedy. It's
and
a raunchy
it's like,
movie.
Hey, what if... And also, people don't realize this with Grease Lightning, the song. I know that this happened in my life.
Yeah.
We were... Couldn't. When I was like 11 or something, we went to a karaoke... Like, there was a place that had a karaoke competition, and my sister got up to sing a Grease medley.
Yeah.
And no one had actually thought about the lyrics of Grease Lightning until they came up on the screen, and then everyone was like, ooh, I didn't know those were the words. Like
that horrible scene from Arrested Development when they sing Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, inappropriate. Or that time I went to a county fair and a man and his daughter sang a song that was clearly intended for lovers.
Oh, I went to a county fair and a band played Killing in the Name of during a picnic and I thought that was
But see,
that
that's
real.
Awesome.
And this also, I'd just like to point out the song's called Killing in the Name. There is no of in the title.
Okay.
I hate that. I don't even like the song. Carry on.
Joel Dusha, supreme music wanker.
No, I just, it's like calling things, throwing a the in a band name that doesn't have it. It just bugs me and I don't know why.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. I have a problem.
You.
Thank you.
I'm trying to remember the song that this dad and daughter sang. It was it
Summer
might
Nights?
Have been Afternoon Delights. Either way, it was great because they sang it.
Maybe
they...
It's Cold Outside?
No.
Oh, fuck. I wish it was that because that's a bit rapey too.
Yeah.
But at the end, like, clearly no one was clapping. Yeah. Everyone was very uncomfortable. And the guy who was hosting it came out and was like, okay. All right. Next song, I guess. Oh, it was good.
Choices.
County fairs. You got to love them.
I love them. My school went out because I don't live in the country, but I grew up in a place that was well out of the city. We used to have fates that had lots of hay. I don't know why they brought in bales of hay for people to sit on and stuff like that.
I think people associate fairs with farms.
Yeah.
And
fate. There was a fate, sorry, not fair.
What's the difference between a fate and a fair?
A fate is to raise money for the school, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of assumed.
And then a fair's just for shits and gigs.
I remember my primary school had a fate. And all the kids could have a stall if they wanted.
Yeah.
And most of the kids were like, oh, I'll sell like shit that I have from my house. But one kid was like, I'm going to cut hair.
That's smart.
Did he?
Well, I think some people sat down and got their hair cut, but why? He's a kid.
That's all right. Raise
he's like
money.
12. Kids Raise don't know how to cut hair.
Raise money.
He might know how to cut hair, though.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, maybe it was a skill that he had.
I guess. I mean, if he's offering the service.
I would have just been like, I'm going to be a blacksmith.
I'll make you a sword.
Look.
$10.
There's a sword.
I like the idea of going to your teacher and being like, hello, I need an oven and a forge, please.
And some molten iron.
I'm going to make swords for the parents. I like the medieval theme that has run through this musical episode. It's been good. It's been good.
We just get off topic, but then we stay off topic consistently.
Yeah, it's like we get off topic, but not... But onto another.
Yeah.
It's like there's two tracks.
Every episode should be like title in brackets, subtitle. Yeah.
Musicals, but also kind of medieval. Which both has a and an ooh.
That is true.
You're true. You're true. You are true.
Grease should have more raunch.
Grease Live, fine, but don't say it's...
Raunch it up.
Don't say it's a real...
Nudity, full frontal.
Rizzo, get your kid off.
Same with Kaneki.
Yeah.
Ew.
No, that's
He's
good.
Out of shape. But Maybe it's good.
I feel like Kaneki would look like an old man. Like, he'd be real slender, but real, like, saggy skin.
Kaneki does not look like a teenager.
No, Kaneki looks about 45, who smoked a pack a day since he was about 12.
All the other kids kind of get away with it.
Yeah. Kaneki, isn't, like, John Travolta, like, 20-something in this, and, like, Olivia Newton-John is 18?
That's strange.
It's super uncomfortable.
I don't like the way, at the end of that movie, John Travolta just throws off his cardigan into the mud.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, Sandra Dee, you've gone like greasy chick for me. Sweet. He gets his cardigan, hurls it. It's still a good cardigan.
Yeah.
Don't waste clothes, John Travolta. I'm calling you out too. All right. Aubrey Plaza, come fight me.
I'm just trying to find the lyrics that got replaced in Grease Lightning. Because you are supreme.
The chicks will cream.
The chicks will scream. For Grease Lightning.
It's
not a massive difference. Cream is far more graphic.
Yeah.
You know that I ain't bragging. Mm. She's a real dragon wagon, Grease Lightning.
That sucks.
It should be a pussy wagon.
Pussy wagon is fine to say.
Exactly. Dragon wagon makes it sound. I don't even.
It's spelled dragon, like as in like.
What?
Like a dragon.
No, I guess. Yeah. It's just a ridiculous change. It makes less sense.
Yeah.
Although calling things a dragon wagon.
I'm going to call all hot rods dragon wagons from now on.
Although it also kind of sounds like it could have been one of the cars of Wacky Races. Yeah, so.
The dragon wagon.
Right?
Where does the tit lyric come in?
Which tit lyric?
Heaps of tit. Something in... I can't remember.
We'll get heaps of tit. The chicks will shit.
I like your change better.
Fuck, I should have rewritten the lyrics. I'd be like, sir, do you remember the originals? No.
No. I haven't seen it. What's it about?
What's this movie about? Magic cars? Done.
Well, in the end, yeah.
The cars fly. That's all I remember. So a greasy man and his wife find flying cars. Yeah. I can write songs
chicks
for that.
Chicks will shit.
Grab a tip. The chicks will shit. For Grease Lightning.
Well, are you then wary of the remake that they're doing of Rocky Horror?
No.
They're doing... Oh, okay.
They've got to keep the raw Rocky Horror.
Well, that's why, I don't care. I'm not offended. I have no problem. And people just have weird... I have no problem whatsoever with remakes. Just don't change lyrics for no reason.
Yeah.
So are you worried they're going to do that in the Rocky Horror remake?
No. Because, like, if they do, that would be dumb. I'm not worried because I think it would be real stupid. If they do it, then I'll deal with it when it happens. Do you know how I'll deal with it? By not listening to it.
I feel like it would be kind of amazing if they took the Raw challenge.
Actually, that's a good point.
Because it's...
I think... No, now I'm excited. Now I'm excited if they're just, like, sweet...
They're like, no, it's G now.
So I don't know what to change transfer.
No, he's sweet... just a Dracula now.
Sweet Jack Dracula.
Sweet Dracula. It just changes the rhythm so much. Sweet Dracula from
Transylvania. Transylvania. Gotcha.
That's good. Don't have sex. Get a purity ring.
What other songs have all of them?
What? They're all raunch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the light on in the Frankenstein place.
Over at the Frankenstein place?
Not too raunchy. And Damn It, Janet. Terribly raunchy.
I think that's my favorite song in the musical.
Me too. I really like Damn It, Janet.
Damn It, Janet's rules.
Janet Planet Schmanet is, it's in good. My opinion.
Oh, yeah. That's a reprise.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the sequel to Rocky Horror?
Shock Treatment.
There's a sequel?
Yeah, Shock Treatment.
It's not good.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, dude. Bad. It's pretty good. It's a game show.
There's some good songs in there. There's some good
Brad and Janet are back, but played by different people.
Yeah, and the fucking the guy plays. Oh, help me out here,
Dr. Frankenfurter.
No,
Meatloaf,
Riff Raff,
Riff Raff, and
Magenta.
Yes,
or Columbia, which one?
I don't know.
The one with the sparklies, or the one that's
made
the one
outfit.
That's with Riff Raff all the time.
Yes,
Magenta.
The one at the end of Verissimo World that's like. Well,
potentially. I don't remember. But yes, the two of them are back, but different people.
Creepy.
I like the song that's the...
Richard O'Brien
Blender.
Rules.
That's a good
song. Yeah, he
does. Oh, Blender, don't you make me a repeat offender. Bitching in the kitchen and crying in the bedroom.
He said bitch, that's not allowed.
It's not allowed in this...
Snitching in the kitchen.
Oh, no. That's clever.
Yeah. Don't snitch in the kitchen. Don't snitch anywhere.
Snitches get stitches.
Yep.
A kid who tells on another kid is a dead kid.
Whoa.
That's another song, but that's from a different thing.
That's from Joel Dusha's own musical. Joel Fuck Dusha. You kids who bullied me in high school.
No, that would be the other way around. It'd be fuck you kids that I bullied in high school. If I'm saying a kid who tells them another kid's a dead kid.
A musical about a bully that is not like doesn't against paint, bullying.
Doesn't amazing. Paint a bully.
In a bad light. Fuck.
Swirlies 4 days. Imagine drown that, like, that dumb nerd.
It's like the stage has like maybe 8 open stalls and it's just like in sync swirling. Fuck. Bully the musical.
And then at the end it just comes like the finale we called Bash All Nerds.
Yes. Done.
Sign me up.
Alright, I'll sign it off. You're in. Sick. I'll give you the funding. Write it down.
And here's me signing.
That's a contract sealed. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Joel
I
Dusha.
Forgot to sing my name. Whoops.
If any of you want to sign us, just let me know. I did just sign a contract, but...
Yeah, you are contracted to me.
Contact us at SansPants Radio on Twitter. I am at Douche13.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Zoe SansPants.
Tweet us your favorite musicals songs.
Which one of us has the best voice? Me.
Mine's real deep.
That's a bit of subtle. Mine's real.
I'm out of that race. I got a terrible voice.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.